All right, ready to dive in? Today we're looking at AskBart.
AskBart, okay.
They're all about UK care homes.
Right.
Which can be a maze, honestly, if you ever...
Absolutely a maze, yeah. Trying to even start with that whole process is overwhelming.
It is, and that's where I guess a service like AskBart comes in, right? They say, discover the best care homes and retirement properties.
Yeah.
That's straight from their site.
Yeah, and that tagline alone is interesting, right? It suggests they're very selective, not just listing everything out there.
Exactly. And that's got to be helpful for people, because who has time to wade through tons of options?
No, absolutely not, especially when you're dealing with something as important as, you know, care for a loved one.
Right, it's a big decision.
Huge. So having someone, or in this case, some service that can do some of that initial filtering, it's a huge time saver.
It is. Yeah. It is, because then you can focus on the things that really matter. Like, is this the right fit? Not just, is it, you know, ticking the basic boxes?
Exactly.
So how do they even begin to make these curated lists? What are they looking for specifically?
So they actually lay out their main criteria right on the site. Three things: care quality, customer experience, and then ethical practices.
Okay. Those sound good on paper, but what do they really mean, especially that first one, care quality? How do you even quantify that?
Yeah, and that's where AskBart's expertise seems to come in, right? They say they're not just looking at the surface.
Right.
They're digging into stuff that most of us wouldn't even know to look for, like staff to resident ratios.
Oh, wow.
Specialized care units, if someone has very specific needs, staff training, how often the home's inspected.
Wow, that's thorough.
Yeah, and they're looking at the track record, too, not just one-off things, so it's a pretty complete picture.
It's like they're doing that investigative work, so we don't have to... I mean, imagine trying to decode all those inspection reports yourself.
Exactly. It'd be exhausting.
Exhausting. And probably pretty confusing for most people.
Absolutely.
They're really trying to sort the good from the...
the not-so-good.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's a good way to put it, because when it comes to care, you really don't want to settle for just... Okay.
And it's more than just the facts and figures, right? Because they also mentioned customer experience, and that seems way more subjective.
Oh, for sure. I mean, how do you even measure something like that?
Right, exactly.
But it's about the feeling you get, and I guess AskBart's trying to assess that by looking at how the home actually operates.
So, like, what kind of things would they be looking at there?
Well, for example, how involved are families? Do they actually have a say? Are they listened to?
Okay, so it's about communication being kept in the loop.
Yeah, and not just communication, but is it a two-way street? You know, do residents feel comfortable giving feedback? Do their concerns actually get addressed?
Right, because you want it to be a place where people feel heard, not just like they're, you know, being processed.
Exactly. It should feel like a home, not an institution.
Exactly.
And that's tough to gauge from a distance, but those are the kinds of things AskBart seems to be looking for.
And then there's that third criteria, the ethical practices.
Yeah.
What does that even mean in this context?
So that's about making sure everything's above board, behind the scenes stuff.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so their finances, are they handling money responsibly? Are their staff being paid fairly? Do they have good HR policies?
Okay, so it's like how the whole place is run, not just the care itself.
Yeah, because if the foundation's shaky, then the care is probably going to suffer at some point.
That's a really good point. I never even thought about it like that.
It's easy to overlook that stuff when you're just looking at brochures and websites.
It is. It is. And let's be honest, most of us wouldn't even know where to start with that kind of investigation.
Right. Exactly. And that's where a service like AskBart can be really valuable. They're doing that due diligence so you don't have to...
It's like having someone on your side, you know, someone who knows the ropes.
Exactly. And speaking of knowing the ropes, they also talk about these collaborations they have.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that. They mentioned working with leading organizations.
Yeah.
It sounds impressive, but what does it actually mean?
So it's a bit vague on the homepage. They don't list specific names, but I think it's safe to assume we're talking big players in the care sector.
Okay, so like, well, give me some examples.
Well, it could be industry associations, you know, the groups that set the standards for care homes.
Makes sense.
Or it could even be government agencies, the people who actually inspect and regulate these places.
Okay, so having that kind of backing, that does lend some credibility.
Exactly, because it means AskBart's not just operating in a bubble, they're plugged into the wider network of elder care.
So it's like they're saying, look, we don't just think we're good at this. we've got the credentials to prove it.
Exactly. And that kind of validation can be really reassuring, especially when you're dealing with something as emotionally charged as finding the right care for someone.
It's a huge weight on your shoulders, for sure.
It is. And I think that's where Aspart's approach really shines through, because it's not just about information. It's about providing that sense of trust and support as well.
Yeah, because they also have that whole blog section, which is a wealth of information.
Oh, absolutely. And it covers everything. It's like having a personal guide to this whole world.
Exactly. And that's something we'll definitely dive deeper into in the next part. It really is. Because you're right, it's not just about finding a place. It's about understanding how to navigate this whole world of elder care.
Exactly. And that can feel overwhelming no matter how much research you do.
Absolutely. Especially when you factor in things like location, because not everyone's going to have the same options available.
Right. And that's something else I noticed about Aspart. Their geographic reach is pretty impressive.
It is. They seem to cover a really wide area, not just the big cities.
Yeah. And that suggests they understand that care needs can vary a lot from place to place.
Exactly. What works in one area might not be suitable somewhere else.
And it's not just about availability. It's also about understanding the local nuances, the different regulations, the types of care that are more common.
It's like having a local expert no matter where you are in the UK.
Precisely. And that kind of knowledge can be invaluable when you're trying to make the best decision for your loved one.
It can. It really can. And, you know, for our listeners who are on this journey themselves, what is it about Aspart's approach that stands out to you?
Honestly, it's that focus on curation, on quality over quantity, because it's so easy to get overwhelmed when you're looking at care homes. There are so many factors to consider.
So many.
And to have a service like Aspart that has already done that initial filtering, that has gone through and vetted these homes based on specific criteria, that gives me a sense of confidence.
It takes some of the pressure off, right?
Yeah.
Because you know you're not starting from scratch.
Exactly. And it allows you to focus on the things that really matter, like the personal connection, the gut feeling you get when you visit a home.
Because at the end of the day, it's about finding the right fit, the place where your loved one will feel most comfortable.
Absolutely. And that's a decision that should be made with a clear head, not when you're feeling overwhelmed and confused by all the options.
Well said. Well said. And I think that's a great place to wrap up our deep dive into Aspart.
It is. It is a lot of great information to process.
It is. But if you're even thinking about care homes in the UK, I highly recommend checking them out. Their website is easy to navigate.
It is. Yeah, I was impressed by how much information they have available.
And they have a really refreshing approach to care. Very human-centered.
Yeah, you can tell they're not just in it for the business. They genuinely care about helping people.
Exactly. And on that note, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. If this curated, expert-led approach can work so well for care homes, what other areas of life could benefit from a similar model? Something to think about. Until next time, keep exploring and keep those minds engaged.